Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery. Coffee Break German, Season 2, Episode 1. Hallo und willkommen zu Coffee Break German. Ich bin Mark. I am Mark and I am delighted to be back in the learning seat once more for Coffee Break German, a brand new season of Coffee Break German. And in this season, we are introducing a brand new teacher. So it's my great pleasure to introduce you to Andrea. Hallo Andrea und willkommen.
Hallo Mark, vielen Dank.
Now, Andrea is brand new to Coffee Break German, and we're delighted to be working with her. Perhaps starting off with some simple German, Andrea, could you introduce yourself so that our listeners get to know you a little?
Klar, kein Problem. Also, mein Name ist Andrea und ich komme aus der Schweiz, aus Zürich. Und natürlich bin ich Deutschlehrerin. Ich wohne in Schottland, genauer gesagt in der Stadt Glasgow.
Okay, now I am immediately transported back to some previous lessons of Coffee Break German to think through some of the things that you mentioned there. And of course, in this episode, we'll be reviewing some of that language so that we can all remind ourselves how we can introduce ourselves. But there's also lots more. Coming up in this season of Coffee Break German, we're going to be focusing on how to use the language and how we can manipulate the language and really learn to use the language ourselves and create the language and the things in German that we want to say. Alles klar?
Ja, super.
So let's get straight into the lesson.
Klar, bist du bereit, Mark?
Ja, ich bin bereit. And I think I remember how to say let's get to it. Los geht's.
Genau, sehr gut.
Let's go back to your presentation when you introduced yourself, Andrea. Can you say this again, perhaps quite slowly, so that our listeners can tune into the German and understand what you're saying?
Ja, kein Problem. Also, mein Name ist Andrea und ich komme aus der Schweiz, aus Zürich.
Okay, so I think I've understood that. Your name is Andrea, obviously, and you've said, and I come aus der Schweiz. So that's a tricky one because it's not aus Deutschland oder aus Österreich, but aus der Schweiz. So you come from Switzerland.
Ja, genau. Aus der Schweiz. So Switzerland is one of the countries that have an article, die Schweiz. And in this sentence, ich komme aus der Schweiz, we're using it in a dative.
We're straight back in there with these complicated cases in German, aren't we?
Absolutely.
So, aus der Schweiz. Are there other countries that work in the same way? Remind me.
Yes. We have Turkey, die Türkei.
So, if you said, I'm from Turkey, ich komme aus der Türkei.
That's right. Yes. We also have some countries with a masculine gender. For example, der Iran.
Okay. So let me see if I can work this one out. If it's the dative case, oh, we're going right back here. Aus den Iran?
Almost. Aus dem.
Dem. Oh, sorry.
Aus dem Iran.
I've made my first mistake of the course and it's lesson
one.
No
problem.
So aus dem Iran. Mm-hmm. And any other masculine countries that you can think of?
Sudan.
Okay. Aus dem Sudan.
Yes.
And then there's also, of course, plural countries.
Yes, exactly. The United States, for example.
So if I were from the United States, I would say, ich komme aus den Vereinigten Staaten.
Exactly. Oh. Well done.
Okay. I remember something. Thank goodness. So let's come back to your sentence, but you see it nice and in a normal speed now.
Mein Name ist Andrea und ich komme aus der Schweiz, aus Zürich.
So you're from Zürich, which is not the capital, but the biggest city in Switzerland.
Exactly.
Okay, so do you want to go on and see the other parts of what you said earlier?
Of course. Natürlich bin ich Deutschlehrerin.
Okay, so Lehrer is the word for a teacher, and in the feminine version it becomes
Lehrerin.
So we then put German teacher before that, and that becomes Deutschlehrerin.
Exactly.
So let's hear it one more time.
Natürlich bin ich Deutschlehrerin.
And of course, natürlich would mean naturally.
Yes.
Of course.
Because otherwise I wouldn't be here.
Good point. Okay. And then the final part of what you said.
Ich wohne in Schottland, genauer gesagt in der Stadt Glasgow.
Okay, so I get the ich wohne in Schottland, I live in Scotland, and you've mentioned the town of Glasgow, of course, but can you go through the little bit in the middle there?
Yes, genauer gesagt, so more precisely.
Okay, genau is a phrase that we've, or a word that we've heard many times, meaning, of course, something like that?
Yes, it means precise.
Okay.
Or precisely, but we often use it to say, of course, or yeah, you are right, okay, or that's true.
Yeah, genau. So, genauer gesagt. So, more precisely said.
Exactly.
Okay, so you live in Scotland, more precisely, in the town of Glasgow, in der Stadt Glasgow.
Genau.
Okay. Right. Now, perhaps I should introduce myself, because perhaps lots of learners listening haven't necessarily listened to season one of Coffee Break German. Maybe they're completely new to Coffee Break German, in which case it makes sense for me to introduce myself. Auf Deutsch, natürlich.
Ja, sehr gern.
Also, mein Name ist Marc und ich komme aus Schottland. Ich wohne in Schottland und ich bin auch Lehrer. Aber ich bin kein Deutschlehrer. Ich studiere Deutsch mit Coffee Break German und mit Andrea. Ja?
Genau. That was very good. But I would like to point out one thing. You said, ich studiere Deutsch.
Okay.
The verb studieren we use when we study at university.
Ah, of course. So I should really have said, I'm learning German. Ich
exactly.
lerne Deutsch.
Yes, ich lerne Deutsch. That says that you are studying German, maybe in an informal setting, maybe with a friend, maybe on coffee break German.
Perfect. Okay, so we'll use ich lerne Deutsch as opposed to ich studiere Deutsch, because if I were studying in a university, I could then use ich studiere Deutsch in der Universität.
Yes, an der Universität.
An der Universität. It's complicated. It's complicated. Okay, so far, we've established that we both live in Scotland. Wir wohnen in Schottland.
Genau.
Okay, aber ich, could I say, ich bin schottisch?
No, not exactly. Schottisch is something we use to describe a product or culture or maybe music. But when we speak about nationality, we use a different word.
Okay, so what would I say for I am Scottish then?
You would say, ich bin Schotte.
Okay, ich bin Schotte.
But your wife would say, ich bin Schottin.
Okay, so the feminine form there, Schotten, and the masculine form, Schotte.
Exactly.
Ich bin Schotte. Okay, now we should always try to leave some space for our learners to repeat. Perhaps they're not all Scottish, but nonetheless, there will be covering other words that the learners can repeat after us. So I'll say, I am Scottish. We'll hear Andrea saying, I am Scottish in German, and then you can repeat after Andrea. So the male form, I am Scottish.
Ich bin Schotte.
Ich bin Schotte. And the female form?
Ich bin Schottin.
Ich bin Schotten.
Schottin.
Schotten. Okay, I'm kind of making the wrong T sound there. Let's hear it one more time.
Ich bin Schottin.
Ich bin Schotten. Better?
Yes, it's an I sound rather than an E sound.
Okay, okay. Now, obviously, our listeners aren't all Scottish. In fact, we have listeners from all over the world. So let's look at some other nationalities. Perhaps, to begin with, we should speak about Swiss, because you're from Switzerland. Du kommst aus der Schweiz?
Ja, genau. Ich bin Schweizerin.
Ich bin Schweizerin. So that's, I'm assuming, a female form ending in in.
Yes.
And the male form would be?
Ich bin Schweizer.
Ich bin Schweizer.
Sehr gut.
Okay, so I can say I am from Switzerland. I am Swiss. Ich bin aus der Schweiz. Ich bin Schweizer. I can now say ich bin aus Schottland. Ich bin Schotte. What else could I say? What about I am American? I am from the United States, a tricky one. I am American.
Ich komme aus den Vereinigten Staaten. Ich bin Amerikaner.
Okay, of course, we're leaving some space here for our listeners to repeat. So I'll try and repeat this. Ich komme aus den Vereinigten Staaten. Ich bin Amerikaner.
Genau, sehr gut.
And can I guess that a female version of that would be ich bin Amerikanerin?
Genau.
Does that always work for all of the nationalities?
It works for many, but not for all.
Okay.
We can make maybe some other examples where it's the same pattern.
Okay, so can you give us some other examples now?
Yes, what about Austrians?
Okay, well, I know that Austria is Österreich. Mm-hmm. So what would Austrian be?
Österreicher oder Österreicherin.
Okay, so for a male, you could say ich bin Österreicher or er ist Österreicher. He is Austrian, yeah?
Mm-hmm, genau.
Aber sie ist Österreicherin. Oh, that's tricky. Österreicherin.
Yes, it's a little bit of a tongue twister.
Let's see
Österreicherin.
Österreicherin.
Very
okay.
good.
So she is Austrian. What about, I don't know, Spain?
Ich bin Spanier. Ich bin Spanierin.
Okay. Ich bin Spanier. Ich bin Spanierin.
Genau.
Okay. I'm thinking, ich bin Schotte. Now that comes from Schottland. What happens with England? Is there something similar?
It's a bit funny. England, a person from England, is an Engländer.
Engländer, okay.
And a lady from England is an Engländerin.
Engländerin. So it doesn't work the same way as Schottland. We can't say Schottländer.
No, we wouldn't say that. There are some countries where the nationality results in something Länder, like Engländer oder auch Isländer.
From Iceland?
Exactly.
Okay.
But other countries where this is not the case, as we have seen with Schotte und Schottin, oder auch Ire, Irin.
That would be Irish.
Exactly.
So ich bin Ire, aber sie ist Irin.
Genau.
Okay. What about Wales?
Ah, Wales is a bit special. Wir haben Waliser. And Waliserin.
Okay, so if you're from Wales, you can now say, ich bin Waliser. It sounds like a suitcase in French. Ich bin Waliser. Oder sie ist Waliserin.
Exactly.
And what about Canadians? What would Canadians say?
Ich bin Kanadier. Ich bin Kanadierin.
Okay, Kanadier, Kanadierin. And there's one nationality that we really must talk about, and that is German.
Yes, we can't forget them. A German man is Deutscher, also ich bin Deutscher.
Ich bin Deutscher.
Yes. And a lady would be ich bin Deutsche.
Oh, not Deutscherin.
No.
Okay, so a lady says ich bin Deutsche, sie ist Deutsche.
Exactly.
Wow. Okay, it's tricky stuff, all this nationality business.
Yes, there are rules, but also some exceptions.
And that is, of course, the richness of language.
Exactly.
Okay, coming up after the break, we'll be putting this language into practice and talking a little more about nationalities and also about languages. All that after the break.
Here at Coffee Break German, we want to help you turn your downtime into do time. Brauchst du mehr Übung? Join us on Facebook 3 times a week and put your German to work with our language challenges and cultural insights. As they say, practice makes perfect. Oder auf Deutsch, Übung macht den Meister. Head over to facebook.com/coffeebreakgerman. Wir sehen uns hoffentlich bald.
And welcome back. Now, in Coffee Break German Season 2, we are also delighted to be joined by our cultural correspondent, Julia. Julia, wie geht's dir?
Hi, Marc. Hallo, Andrea. Wie schön, dich kennenzulernen. Und willkommen zurück, meine lieben Zuhörer. I'm so pleased to be back with you for another season of Coffee Break German. And as you know, ich bin eure Kulturreporterin. It's my job to bring you some insights into the cultural aspects of German-speaking areas. All those little things that make us Germans, Austrians and Swiss so lovable. Last season we learned about so many things. Can you remember any of them? There was the famous Ampelmann. We talked about that typical Germanic trait of Pünktlichkeit. I introduced some towns and cities across the German-speaking world, and we spoke about the different times of year and festivities, such as Carnival, Karneval, and Einschulung. We covered everything from Kaffee und Kuchen to Kartoffelsalat, from Strandkörbe to Schrebergärten, and from Tatort to Pfand. And what about this season? Well, we'll be continuing to look at different places to visit if you're considering a trip to Germany, Austria or Switzerland. I'll be telling you more about our way of life, including traditions such as how we celebrate weddings and birthdays, and we'll also be taking a closer look at other areas of culture. Aber ich muss euch etwas Wichtiges sagen. Dieses Mal werde ich ein bisschen mehr Deutsch sprechen. I'll be speaking a bit more German this time round, just so you know. Aber keine Sorge, das wird nicht so schwer. I'll help you out along the way. Also jetzt erstmal zurück zu Andrea und Marc im Studio. Und wir sehen oder besser hören uns bald.
Toll, vielen Dank, Julia. Es ist sehr schön, dich kennenzulernen und ich freue mich auf alle deine Beiträge. Vielen Dank.
Okay, so we've been talking so far about nationalities and introducing ourselves.
Yes, Marc, but there is one really important thing that we need to discuss.
Okay.
And it's about nationalities and languages.
Okay.
And the fact that we use different words.
Of course, because if we're talking about Julia, for example, Julia ist Deutsche.
Exactly.
Aber sie spricht Deutsch.
Exactly.
So Julia is German, but she speaks German. And of course, in English, it's exactly the same word, but in German. So we've got different words for the nationalities and the languages.
Genau.
Can we practice this a little? For example, can I say Carlos ist Spanier und er spricht Spanisch?
Yes. And you see it's two completely different words.
Yeah. What about if I'm talking about my friend Pierre Benoit from Coffee Break French? We would say Pierre Benoit is French.
Ja, er ist Franzose.
And if we were talking about a female French person, would that be sie ist Französerin?
Ha, it's a little bit more complicated than
I thought it might be.
Sie ist Französin.
Oh, so your vowel changes. Is that an umlaut in there?
Yes, exactly. Well spotted.
An O umlaut, yeah?
Yes.
Französin.
Französin.
So we've got Franzose and Französin, but of course the language is Französisch.
Exactly.
And there's still that umlaut in there, Französisch, yeah?
Genau.
Also Pierre Benoit ist Franzose und er spricht Französisch.
Sehr gut.
Wow. And any other ones like this that change again?
Ja, also Francesca von Coffee Break Italian ist Italienerin.
Italienerin. Okay, is there an umlaut in there?
No umlauts there.
So that's an I, Italienerin.
Exactly.
Also Francesca von Coffee Break Italien ist Italienerin und sie spricht Italienisch.
Genau.
Und how would I say, if I were Italian, I am Italian, how do I say that?
Ich bin Italiener.
Italiener, with an R at the end?
Genau.
Okay, it's pretty tricky stuff, all this. But that's probably where we need to do some further practice. So, I believe, Andrea, you've got some sentences for me, a couple of sentences for me to translate from, one from German into English and one from English into German.
Exactly, that's very good practice. So, my first sentence is, from German into English, Thomas ist Österreicher. Seine Frau ist Amerikanerin.
Okay, we'll give our listeners about 10 seconds to think about this. Let's hear it one more time.
Thomas ist Österreicher, seine Frau ist Amerikanerin.
Okay, I'm going to try to translate this. Thomas ist Österreicher. That's Thomas is an Austrian, or he is Austrian. Seine Frau would be his wife. Seine Frau ist Amerikanerin. She is American.
Genau, sehr gut.
Okay, and you've got another sentence for me to translate from English into German this time, I believe.
Exactly. Ben is American. He speaks English, Spanish, and is learning French.
Okay, again, we'll give you 10 seconds to think this one through. Okay, so Ben is American. I'll say Ben ist Amerikaner. And he speaks English, Spanish and is learning French. Also, spricht Englisch, Spanisch und lernt Französisch?
Almost. You did very well. But sprechen is an irregular verb. It has a vowel change.
Of course. So it's not sprecht, but spricht, yeah?
Exactly.
So spricht Englisch, Spanisch und lernt Französisch.
Fantastic.
So lernen is not irregular. That's a regular verb, yeah?
Lernen is a totally regular verb.
Okay, let's just go through those two verbs before we finish, because we'll be looking at a number of verbs, I would imagine, in this series of Coffee Break German. So let's start with lernen as a regular verb. So I learn.
Ich lerne.
You learn.
Du lernst.
He learns.
Er lernt.
And of course, she learns will be the same form.
Yeah, sie lernt.
Let's go on to we learn.
Wir lernen.
You all learn.
Ihr lernt.
And they learn.
Sie lernen.
Okay, and let's do the same, this time with sprechen. And this time I'm going to try and say it and see if I get it right this time. Okay, so we'll start with I speak. Ich spreche.
Ja, ich spreche. And what about you speak?
That one's du sprichst.
Exactly. Du sprichst. And he speaks?
Spricht.
Genau. Spricht. And of course, she speaks.
Sie spricht.
Exactly. Sie spricht. What about we speak?
So I think the vowel goes back there to the same as the infinitive. Wir sprechen.
Exactly. Wir sprechen. And what about you all speak?
Okay, I think that's ihr sprecht.
Ja, ihr sprecht.
And finally,
what about they speak?
That would be sie sprechen.
Exactly. Sie sprechen.
Ausgezeichnet. Okay, we'll come back to verbs again in a future lesson. Of course, in many lessons, we'll be looking at verbs. But for now, that's just a review of sprechen and lernen, all because I made that silly mistake in our translation sentences. And there will be more translation sentences in our bonus episode for this lesson, but we'll tell you more about that in just a moment. And that's it for this episode of Coffee Break German, this first episode in our second season. Now, I mentioned earlier the bonus materials. You can indeed access these bonus listening materials and indeed our lesson notes and the video version of this lesson. And you can find out more about all of those materials at coffeebreakgermanplus.com.
And of course, you can practice your German further by joining us on Facebook. In fact, why don't you introduce yourself there and let us know your nationality? Head over to facebook.com/coffeebreakgerman.
You can continue your German learning over on Instagram. That's instagram.com/coffeebreakgerman. And we are, of course, Learn German on Twitter. All that remains for me to say is das reicht für heute. That's all for today. I'd like to say thank you to Julia. Thank you to Andrea. Und natürlich vielen Dank an unsere Zuhörer. Is that correct, Andrea?
Genau, sehr gut.
We'll be back again soon. Also, bis bald.
Bis bald.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved. Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.